All right, it is the County 10 podcast. I'm Jared Anderson, and so glad to welcome to our studio Leslie Spoonhunter. First of all, Leslie, how are you?
Good. Thank you, Jared, for having me on today. I'm so excited to be here.
Absolutely. So I know most people in the community probably know you, may have seen you doing some things recently, but for somebody who doesn't know you, what do you do exactly?
I would like to professionally introduce myself by me.
Yeah.
Hi, those hating ain't not. I am Arapaho. I'm a new chef, Leslie Spoonhunter. I just graduated from culinary school in Escoffier, Boulder, Colorado. April 30th, I will graduate with a second degree in culinary with associates. So I'm most excited. I am currently working at Brown Sugar Roastery as a head chef evenings. So please come and see me there. And thank you.
Absolutely. That's awesome. So you just graduated culinary school. How exciting is that? How much of a process was that for you? It seems like a lot of work.
It was amazing. Like, I just threw my name in the, enrollment, and then 3 weeks later I was enrolled in school. So it was 3 years coming, and like my dreams are just coming true day to day now. So right now I'm working on opening a business, Goose's Kitchen. I am also in the finals for the Winover Startup Challenge here on the reservation.
Oh, wow.
I'm one of 8 finalists, actually. So that's coming on May 22nd, and we are just really going forward with that. That process would help a seedling business start up and move forward with their business. So that's going to help me with Goose's Kitchen.
Why is food so important to you? Was that something you kind of grew up with? When did you learn you were good at cooking and preparing food?
Well, I come from large families on both my mom and dad's side. And we always meet to eat, and that's my family motto on my mom's side. So growing up, I watched my mother and my aunts do all the cooking and just bringing food to the table so we can sit and enjoy our food and each other.
Yeah.
So that was been a really nice experience.
Yeah, that's great. What would you say you're best at? Maybe not professionally, maybe just in your own kitchen. What are you best at making?
I'm going to say pasta. I've nice. Been really working on my pasta skills, and I got an A+ on my pasta in school, so I was really excited about that.
Oh, that's awesome. So we were talking about the favorite chef contest. What is that exactly, and do you still need support, or is that over?
Well, that was such an amazing experience, Jared. Thank you for asking about that. Thanks to Bailey for having County 10 reach out to me, but that ship has sailed. It was a worldwide competition, and Chef.
You're good.
Sorry. I'll start over. So, worldwide competition, and I placed second in my group.
Okay.
Over thousands of this renowned chefs in. It's just amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think. Final four is tonight, so I made it 5 rounds, and I think there was all of 8 rounds altogether. So
okay.
I made it to the top, and then it was just getting a lot of votes, and it's like every day, asking people to vote and purchasing free votes to get forward. But it was just a great experience, and just to be up there with high-level chefs around the world is just completely I'm beside myself.
Right. That's great. And hopefully, even though you didn't win the overall thing, hopefully that's great exposure for you. Other chefs get to know your name, and maybe you get to interact with some other chefs in all areas of the world.
Definitely. It's all about networking now. So we're able to connect with each other, and that's just going to be great moving forward for me.
That's great. You currently are working at Brown Sugar Coffee Roastery. Is that correct?
Yes.
What's going on there? I've got to stop in and do like one of the brunch things, because I always see the photos online. What can we expect if we stop in at Brown Sugar right now?
Oh, Amanda Henry, she is the greatest boss. She is just doing tremendous things with her business right now. And I'm not on the brunch side of things, more on the evenings, but brunch is amazing. You have to stop by. I do the evening shift, and we have anywhere from local ribeyes to buffalo, elk, and we have amazing pasta dishes. We have tapas menus, and we're actually having tapas tonight. So
nice.
It's a fun thing we do every month.
That's great. I definitely got to do that for dinner as well. So you're talking potentially about, is it a food truck?
I'm working on a food truck as we speak. I'm
okay,
just in
I love
the process
it.
Of looking for one at the moment. And as soon as I get that up and going, we're on the road. And I like to be based locally in Arapahoe, but I'm going to travel to where the people are here in the community.
Absolutely. I love that idea. What's the food truck theme? What's the inspiration behind it?
So my indigenous background, or my Arapahoe people, there's been research going on, not here locally, not so much here, but that our people benefit from eating from the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps with it helps with slowing down the process of diabetes and obesity.
Mm-hmm.
So I really want to put our indigenous foods back on our plates. So buffalo, elk, deer, I want to provide things that we don't identify with.
Yeah, I like that too. How important is the education behind eating better? We've had Americans as a whole have had such poor diets here, especially within the last few decades, it seems like, and I'm as guilty as anybody with hitting up fast food for lunch or whatever it is. But how important is educating and getting the word out that you can eat cleaner and healthier?
It's definitely important. I just want to be able to provide a healthy plate to people here. I mean, we have so many great food trucks here locally and amazing places to eat. But I think I'm on a different approach. I think I will be able to gain that respect of people in the area.
Sure. What do you need from people? How can we help you not only support you, but get the food truck and get it going? What do you need?
I'm just looking for funding right now. So once we're up and going, I just really want the support of my community and just to be able to come and enjoy something off my menu. And we're going to be able to have people sit in front of our food truck and just enjoy their company with each other and us. And I just really want to know if people are going to like this food option here.
Yeah. You've mentioned your community connections here all across Fremont County, the Wind River Reservation here in Riverton. How exciting is it potentially to, I know you're feeding your friends and family right now, but to be able to feed everybody with your food truck, I mean, that seems like a really cool goal to have.
It's amazing. I'm born and raised Raffle Native, and I'm just most excited about the whole process and how this all kind of sprouted like 3 years ago. This thing started happening, and then now I'm here. It was really great to be on the Favorite Chef competition and now on the Wind River Startup Program.
Yeah.
Startup. So it's just going to be progress from here on out.
Yeah. Well, definitely best of luck with everything and on the Wind River Startup. I'll hit you with a couple of curveball questions here. Brown sugar is out because you're connected to that, but what are your favorite places to eat in Fremont County?
My favorite places to eat? Well, besides Brown Sugar Roastery, I love the roasted bean.
Uh-huh.
I love their lunch menu as well. I think our favorite place in Lander would be Maverick, and I just recently was able to go to Molino's. And
yeah.
That was just an amazing experience. You know, other countries beside us just take time to enjoy their meals, and Molino's really made that experience promising.
Yeah, I had a great experience at Molino. That's great. And how about the food or the type of food that you're working on next? Is there something that maybe you haven't perfected yet that you really want to learn?
I'm working on getting the steaks perfected to my ability. That's like probably the hardest thing, becoming a chef, is making sure your customers are happy with their temperature of their steak.
Yeah.
So that's really important. And it's nerve wracking.
Yeah.
But I haven't had many complaints. So I think I'm getting there.
Cool. All right. Anywhere we can follow you, where can we help support you?
I am working on getting a website up and going. Actually, the Winter Star Challenge is my counselors. We have a group of people who are able to help me with websites and marketing and whatnot. So I will be getting an email and website up very shortly. I'm going to start cooking and serving lunch options here in the near future. So I will be letting you know.
Perfect. Well, congratulations on everything. I know you get dogs in the vehicle, so I'll let you get back to your dogs. It's warm out. So thanks again for coming in, and let us know what we can do for you in the future.
Oh, thank you, Jared. Thank you, everybody.